In the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the main crop production for 2017 has been severely damaged by prolonged dry weather conditions, threatening food security of a large part of the country's population. This is according to a new FAO update prepared in collaboration with the European Commission's Joint Research Center. The Food Agency warns that with expectations of reduced production of the 2017 main season crop, the situation for those affected is anticipated to further deteriorate in the 2017-2018 marketing year. To elaborate more on this is Christina Koschlitz, an FAO economist based in Rome. Ms. Koschlitz, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
How much has crop production dropped when compared to last year?
The drought from April to June affected southern and central main producing areas of the country, which together account for two-thirds of total cereal production. This drought affected both the 2016 and 17 early season crops, which were just harvested, and also affected the main season crops, which will be harvested in September, October this year. The early season crops, wheat, barley, and potatoes, are expected to decrease by 30% compared with last year's level, and the impact of the drought on the main season crops, staple, paddy, maize, soybean, and potatoes, is also expected to be very severe. We expect that both area will decrease and also yields will be affected. There were some rains in July, but they were likely too late to reverse the damages already inflicted by the previous drought.
FAO field staff went to one of the main cereal producing areas. What have they seen?
FAO, together with other international organizations, went to South Hwanghae province to assess the impact of the drought on the crops and on planting activities. The South Hwanghae province is the main cereal producing province and is located in the southwestern parts of the country. According to FAO field staff, the impact of the drought on growing crops was very evident. Farmers were transplanting paddy without submerging it in water, and also other main season crops such as maize, soybean, potatoes, other crops which were planted earlier, they were not growing as expected, and there were some damage to the crop due to the drought. They also reported that the household wells were dry, and also on the way they have seen that canals and water level in the reservoirs and rivers were lower than normal.
What does this mean for food security and food imports levels?
The drop in this year's cereal production will increase imports and food aid needs for the current marketing year, but also for the forthcoming marketing year. FAO forecast for the 2016-17 marketing year, total imports is 460,000 tons, which is a high level. But our main concern now is for the forthcoming peak of the lean season in August and September. In previous drought years, food intake during this period decreased to critical levels in the country for large numbers of the population.
What needs to happen to support food insecure areas?
The first and most important and urgent need is to ensure adequate food consumption for the most vulnerable population groups. So increased imports in the coming months, both commercial and food aid, will be needed. As most of the country's population are critically dependent on agriculture, it is also vital that farmers receive timely and appropriate agricultural assistance, such as irrigation equipment, water pumps, sprinklers, as well as fuel and pesticides to safeguard the main season crop. We also recommend that it is started as soon as possible with rehabilitation and upgrade of the irrigation system, which is old and inefficient in the country. This will allow timely water availability and will decrease losses of water in the future.
Thank you very much for being with us, Ms. Koschlitz.
Thank you very much.